The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. It's my absolute pleasure to be your host for the next hour here on Contact Talk Radio, where we're going to talk about flipping the switch. And what I mean by that is just shifting that beautiful mindset of yours into something that's going to be more supportive, more helpful, and more in tune with what it is that you really want. So if you've got that little, what I call inner critic voice going, oh, I can't, I'm not good enough, I can't, no one will believe me, I can't, I'm not young enough, I can't, I'm not old enough, or whatever it's saying to you, this is the place for you. Every week we explore a different topic, and today's no different. The topic that I've set for today is one simple thing you can assume. One simple thing you can assume. I've been playing around with these ideas of assumptions and watching people and asking people about their assumptions and just really exploring that whole assuming place. And it's a really interesting one. I have people say, oh, I never make assumptions. Well, I don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings, but everyone makes assumptions all the time. Basically, an assumption is something that you take as a truth or a reality so that you can either push against it or move forward with it, one or the other. So it's just what we do. It's the decides that we make, if you will. Those who've listened to me before know what I mean by the decides we make. It's just a little more definite than the decision. So we're going to be exploring some of those assumptions. And today's topic, one simple thing you can assume. I'm going to encourage every listener, whether you're listening live or to the recording, to think about what is one thing that you might assume that would make your life better. I'm going to share with you one that I did. In fact, I'll share with you numbers of them, but I'll share with one with you. Whoa, let's try that again. I'll share one with you that I made 16 years ago that made all the difference in the world, or at least in my world. And we'll talk about how you can make some assumptions that'll switch, and maybe some of the assumptions that you've made that aren't serving you. So that's what we're on about today. And I will be taking calls in about 5 minutes on 877-230-3062. And I'd encourage you to call in if you have a comment, a question, or if you'd like to do some repatterning. And it doesn't have to be on the topic that I've chosen. I'm always open to hearing what topics you would like me to address on Flipping the Switch. And so you can send a note off to Suze@BeliefRepatterning.com, S-U-Z-E at BeliefRepatterning.com. That's B-E-L-I-E-F, like Frank, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. Or you can pop me a note on Facebook, Suze Casey author page. Would love to hear from you and just what ideas and suggestions you have for topics that you'd like me to address in the future. But today's topic, one simple thing you can assume. So what if, play with this one with me for a bit. What if you could make one assumption that would completely alter the outcomes in your life for the better? What if you could make one assumption? And that one assumption would ripple out and make everything from here forward just work out better than it would have otherwise. Well, I know. How would you know if you didn't? Because things work out the way they work out. But just play along with this with me. There is a simple thing that you can assume. And we're going to share today. I'm going to share with you mine that I've done that made a huge difference. We're just going to have a peek at some of those assumptions because everyone makes them all the time. If you're listening live, as I said, we'll open up the lines, 877-230-3062. Let's just help you try a new one on just for giggles. Just try on a new assumption. And you don't have to try on assumptions and keep them forever and ever. You can try on assumptions for a week or a couple of days or whatever works for you. Just assumptions. That's all we're doing. All right? So let's take a look at one of the assumptions that I made. I'm going to leave the big one for a little while, but let's just make an assumption here about how today's going to go. Think back in your mind about when you got up this morning. When you got up, did you do the, oh boy, I'm so tired? That's an assumption that you're tired. It might be based in fact. It might not be based in fact. It might be based in, I just don't feel like going to work today. So it might be based in a feeling. It might be based in another feeling like, wow, I'm tired and I've got a whole lot of things to accomplish today and I need more energy than I'm feeling like I have. Assumptions are the things that we just use as our reality to move us forward or to push against, which is also a moving forward in some ways. So I went to the Oxford Concise Dictionary, and this is the definition I found. Assume. Well, assumption. When I looked up assumption, it was the act of assuming. So then I looked up assume. To take as being true for the purpose of argument or action. To take as being true for the purpose of argument or action is to assume. So when we say, I don't want to make any assumptions, we're making an assumption. So what assumptions are you using, taking as true for the purpose of either argument to push against or action to move you forward? I've been observing the assumptions that people make, and I find it fascinating how often their assumptions come from what I call the worst place scenario or the worst case scenario side of the line. They make the assumption that things are going to be bad. I even find myself doing this. The other day I was at an outdoor event and I took my umbrella. And I took my umbrella because I thought, if I take my umbrella, I won't need it. If I don't take it, it'll pour. Now that's an assumption. You could say, well, it's also just smart to take one along with you when you're going out of doors. Yeah, so assumptions aren't good or bad. They either serve you or they don't serve you. And I can tell you that having my umbrella along that day actually worked. It didn't rain. Assumptions can be simple like that, or they can be massive. They can be absolutely huge and really, really make a big difference into what's going on for you. As always, I want to jump into some repatterning here. So let's do a series of repatternings around assuming the worst. And I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before or not, but I find it a really interesting concept. This popped into my mind. The Boy Scout model, be prepared. You know, nowhere did Lord Baden-Powell, who came up with that, say, be prepared for the worst case scenario. He just said, be prepared. So it's kind of like, if you're going to be outside, take your umbrella. You might want to use it as a sunshade or for rain, whichever works. Just be prepared. Have what you need at hand. So assumptions, which side of the line are you making yours from? I forgive myself for believing. I have to buy into assuming the worst. So we're going to start with that repatterning statement that comes in that place of forgiveness, which is just acknowledging, not beating yourself up, not berating yourself for doing something wrong. It's just a habit. So if it fits for you, try it on. I forgive myself for believing. I have to buy into assuming the worst. And breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth. So let's just take a look at that forgiveness statement. We're not saying I'm wrong for doing that. We're just forgiving ourselves for believing that I have to. And generally, when you say something, I forgive myself for believing I have to, both the inner critic, which is the monkey that kind of puts you down, and the inner coach, which is the monkey voice in your head that supports you and tells you you're doing a good job, both of them go, well, yeah, you don't have to. You're over 18. You have an emotional charge card. You can do what you want to do. So I don't have to buy into that. Of course. So you have agreement right away. Those forgiveness statements are really about acknowledging what's been happening and just saying, I'm not sure I really want that. I'm not sure that it serves me very well. So another one we might do is, I forgive myself for believing that assuming the worst supports me. Let's try that one. I forgive myself for believing that assuming the worst supports me. And breathe it in and let it go. You know, I've met people that are almost like they're continuously scanning the horizon for something that could go wrong or might go wrong. Now, there's times when that's appropriate, but most of the time, we don't have to be on that much hypervigilance. It's not like we're a little bunny rabbit in the great big, you know, field of filled with coyotes or something. You know, we can just kind of relax into being without having to assume the worst, because it doesn't support us. So that forgiveness stage is about identifying where you're at. And then we move to the second stage of the repatterning technique, which is permission. I give myself permission to consciously practice making positive assumptions and check out what happens. I give myself permission to consciously practice making positive assumptions and check out what happens. What would happen if you made a positive assumption? That might be, today is a good day. That's what I'm assuming. I'm going forward. Or today, everything's working in my favor. Oftentimes, the affirmations that we receive are like positive assumptions. And so I'm just looking now. I have the Louise Hay calendar on my desk. And today's is, I am teachable. Well, that's an assumption. That's a truth that allows you to either move forward or have something to push against. I am teachable. It's something that you take as being true. Life is an education. There's another assumption. Other people may say life is not an education. Life's a holiday or life's hard work. Louise suggests that life is an education. Another assumption. And I am a student. So in that first two sentences she has, I am teachable, life is an education, and I am a student, there's three very major assumptions, all based on a positive perspective. Now, here's the last statement, and it's got another two assumptions. See if you can pick them out. I am doing the best I can, and every day it gets easier. So she's assuming it gets easier every day, and that she's doing the best she can. Five assumptions, one affirmation. There you go. We're making assumptions all the time. So what would be a positive affirmation? Let's back up. What would be a positive assumption that you might work with today? I've shared with you one that Louise did. I am teachable. Life's an education. And I'm a student. I'm doing the best I can. And every day it gets easier. Those are all assumptions. You're making them all the time. They might as well be ones that support you and work for you. Now, here's another assumption. This is from Tuesday of this week, the same calendar. I respect others for being different. No one is wrong. We are all one. Okay, so the I respect others for being different is not so much an assumption as a way of being. It's a way of moving, you know, actioning the assumption. The assumption is that no one is wrong. And the other assumption is we are all one. No one is wrong. What if no one was wrong? Now, I understand right, wrong. I understand, you know, that we have made guidelines in our society, mostly for the better, that say what's wrong and what's right. Okay, clearly it's wrong to take another person's life. But that doesn't make, this is a really fine line here. It doesn't make it wrong, the person wrong. The action might be wrong. So a person in and of themselves, they may do something wrong, but are they themselves wrong? That's a place that we each have our own opinion, and we make an assumption, and we move forward from that. So, assumptions. Let's get back to some repatterning statements. So the permission one is where we open up to another possibility. So let's try another one here. Oops, Sorry about that. We'll just decline that telephone call that I forgot to turn the phone off before I went on air. Apologize for that. I give myself permission. I give myself permission to try on a positive assumption and see how it feels. I give myself permission to try on a positive assumption and see how it feels. And breathe that one in. And let it go. Wow, somebody's really trying to get a hold of me right now, aren't they? Let's just turn all the ringers off everywhere, and I apologize again for not doing that before I went on air. So that's an assumption I'm making, that somebody's trying to get a hold of me. What are the assumptions that you, like, we make them constantly all the time, and when you start to become mindful of the assumptions that you're making, things change. Okay, so right now I could make the assumption that no one is calling in on the radio show. I have evidence. I don't see anybody having called in, but I had two phone calls right now to my office. So making an assumption that no one is calling doesn't support. Making an assumption that no one is calling on the radio show doesn't support. I could take that assumption further and say nobody's listening, but I know that's not true because I get notes and messages all the time. I can make the assumption that there's someone out there who really would like some help with some of the assumptions that are dragging them down, wearing them out, and messing things up for them. And I'm also going to make the assumption that that person's going to call in and we can give them some support. So 877-230-3062, if you would like some support in creating some positive assumptions. Let's move to the choice place. Choice is where you put the two ideas together. So which side you want to be on? So I'm going to be making assumptions. I can make them from either side of the line. I choose to assume the best and move forward from there. I'm going to be making assumptions. I can make them from either side of the line. I choose to assume the best and move forward from there. And breathe it in. And let it go. Okay? So choice is where you make a decision. So here's another choice statement that we could use around this. I choose to be mindful of the assumptions I make that don't support me and switch them to something that does. I choose to be mindful of the assumptions that don't support me and switch them up to something that does. And breathe that one in. So that choice place is where you put the two possibilities, polar opposites, beside each other. And it's kind of what I call a no-brainer. Your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, every part of you is going to say, well, let's assume the best and move forward from there. Or let's choose to make supportive ones. So that's the choice. So forgiveness, permission, choice, first three stages, and then freedom. Freedom is where you really try it on and play with the idea. I'm free to assume the best outcome today when I. Now, whenever you see a dot, dot, dot in any of the patterning statements that I send out, either in the newsletter or on the 365 app, it means fill in with your own specific scenario. And the more specific you can make it, the better. So I'm free to assume the best outcome today when I drive downtown. So instead of getting into the car going, oh, I hope everything goes right and I don't have an accident, I'm going to assume the best outcome by saying, I know I'll arrive there safely. See the difference in the assumptions. Doesn't mean I'm not going to be vigilant and mindful when I'm driving. It's just I'm assuming all will be well. So what is something that you're doing today? Something just small like that, like driving downtown or making dinner or phoning a friend or something small that you're doing. Let's not climb the highest mountain first. Something small that you're doing that you could assume the very best outcome today and use that example with the statement. Okay, so I am free to assume the best outcome today when I, and complete the sentence for yourself. I am free to assume the best outcome today when I. Breathe it in and let it out. So you might do, I'm free to assume the best outcome today when my partner arrives home. I'm free to assume the best outcome today when I talk to my friend about what we're doing next week. You can either assume the worst or you can assume the best. So why not assume the best? It takes just as much energy. Actually, it takes way less energy to assume the best than it does to assume the worst. I'm free to assume the best outcome today. Now I'm going to suggest that you think about an area where you've been having some less than supportive assumptions. So maybe you're having a bit of a challenge at work. Maybe you're having a bit of a challenge with your health or in a relationship. Whatever that one is, I'd like you to complete the sentence with that. When I think about my health, my relationship, my work, I am free to create positive assumptions. When I think about, I am free to create positive assumptions. And breathe that in. I hope you're starting to get the feel of this. There's still two more stages. We've done the freedom stage where we try it on. And the next stage is affirmation. And affirmation is the stage where we really look back into our history. So freedom is about looking forward. What can I do next? What can I do tomorrow? What can I do in this next week that would reinforce this? Affirmation is looking back into your past to see where you've already done it successfully. So when did you expect something good to happen? And it did. I expected something good to happen, and it did when I first met my partner. I expected something good to happen, and it did when I opened up the mailbox today. I expected something good to happen, and it did when I went to the appointment this morning. I expected something good to happen, and it did when I had the conversation with. Okay, so where today did you, or yesterday, did you have something that worked out really well? Because one of the things that I find so interesting is that for some reason, we tend to focus on all the stuff that's gone bad. You know, how was your day? Oh, it was tough. Da, 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 da. Or, oh, it was okay. I prefer to say, what is the best thing that happened today when I meet one of my family or my partner at the end of the day? What's the best thing that happened today? I'd love to hear about it. You know, most often it's like, how did today go? Oh, I had this problem, and you bring it home and dump it. What if you made the assumption that you were going to focus on what went really well and that the people at home would be just as happy to hear that? In fact, probably happier. So affirmation stage is looking back to find something that proves it. What's one time that you expected that you made an assumption that was good and it worked out? I made an assumption that I could trust that gal on the plane to watch my bag while I went to the bathroom and came back, and she did, and it worked out. Right? All kinds of simple things that you do that are positive assumptions that you probably have not been being mindful of or acknowledging. And so that's the difference. So we're going to go to the final stage, which is what I call surrender. I am consciously practicing making positive assumptions. I'm consciously practicing making positive assumptions. And breathe it in and let it go. So another example might be, I like to make positive assumptions, and I'm increasing them in my life. I like to make positive assumptions, and I'm increasing them in my life. Now, I hope that's given you some things to think about. We're going to take a quick break here. And just before we do, I'd like to just plant a little seed, because after the break, I'm going to share some of my all-time favorite assumptions with you that are life-changing. That if you adopt one of them, things are just going to work for the better. And as I said at the top of the show, if you've got some challenges, something you'd like to work through, a comment or a question, I would love to hear from you. So we'll be back after about 2 minutes on Contact Talk Radio. I'm Suze Casey, and we'll be right back.
you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. Today we're talking about assumptions, the ones that support us and the ones that don't support us. And we're going to talk this last half about some things that you can begin to assume and see if they make a difference for you. If you'd like to call in, I'd love to chat with you. It's 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And anyone calling in today will receive a complimentary ticket to an event that I'm holding the end of October, which is a Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of October. And it'll be just filled with all kinds of opportunities to take a look at flipping your switch and learning how to use this technique in your own life and seeing how just the way that you let yourself think, the way that you program yourself to think, the changes that you can make in that subconscious programming will support you. So that's what I'm offering today for anyone who calls in on 877-230-3062. The course is live in Calgary. And has a $1,497 value. So if you can find your way to Calgary or you're in the area and would like to join us, do call in. Do call in. So, you know, there's kind of a joke about assuming, right? And it says never assume. Well, I don't even know if it's a joke. It's more of a truism that kind of goes around. It says, don't assume. When you assume, you make a you-know-what out of you and me. And all we're doing is looking at those first three letters of the word assume. When we assume, we make a out of you and me. And the thing is that saying that you shouldn't make assumptions is a little bit like saying, stop breathing. You might get addicted to oxygen. We need to make assumptions. Otherwise, we would not be able to move forward. We would not be able to do anything. We need to make assumptions. So telling yourself to not make assumptions is not going to work. However, you can train yourself to make assumptions on the upside of the line. So for those of you who've listened before, you know what I mean by that. And if you're new, I divide everything into one side of the line or the other. One side of the line drains my energy. So if you think about things like draw a line down the middle of a page, everything on the left-hand side drains your energy. Everything on the right-hand side raises your energy. So things are either taking energy from you or giving you energy, one or the other, all of the time. The more you can spend time on the what I call upside of the line, and I'm not talking here about pretending that you're happy when you're not or sunshine lollipops, pretending all's la la, happy, happy, and inside you're seething. That's not what we mean. What I mean is that what you do, say, feel, think actually gives you energy instead of dragging you down, wearing you out, feeling like you just have to go have a nap because you're so exhausted. What if you could make one assumption from the upside of the line that would totally alter the outcome that comes in your life. Well, I know that I used that as a bit of a hook today. The reality is every assumption that you make, regardless of which side of the line you're on, alters the outcomes in your life. If it's on the downside of the line, it's going to alter the outcomes in your life in a way that drains your energy. If it's on the upside, it'll be something that supports you and raises your energy. You are always, perpetually, continuously, and naturally making assumptions. So trying to stop that process is, well, frankly, crazy making. So stop beating yourself up for believing that you can't, because you can't. You just can't. That's not something that you can do. It's like pretending that you're going to stop breathing. You really can't stop breathing consciously, even if you try to, because we're wired, and you're wired into making assumptions. So if you're wired for making assumptions, you might as well have some assumptions that work. I have more than one. I have lots of them, but I'm going to share some of my favorites with you. My all-time, I think, go-to very favorite is this or something even better. This or something even better. Let me give you an example of when I used this or something even better as an assumption. It would have happened about 2.5 years ago when I was in the process of buying the home that I'm living in. And I'd looked at a number of places and ended up deciding to put an offer on this place, which was a bit more than I could afford, a bit bigger than what I wanted, and was really a stretch for me. But I decided that it was this I wanted, or something even better. Now, here's the thing with this or something even better. People think that when you say, I want something better, that you're unhappy with this, which is why I use the expression this or something even better. And kind of what's in brackets and not said there is, if there's something better out there that I'm not aware of, bring it on, because I'm okay with that. But what I've got here really excites me. So the assumption I make is that what's happening, this, or something even better, is going to happen. So I put in the offer on this place, and we didn't hear back. And the people, as it turned out, the people that were selling it were in a bit of back and forth and not really sure what they were doing. And my realtor kept saying to me, you're so calm about this. How do you stay so calm? You're not letting it bother you. And I said, well, because I know that I'll either get this place or something even better. And she said, oh, honestly, I don't think there is anything better in the geographic area that you're looking at with the, you know, parameters that you've put on it. I don't know of any better place. And I said, great, then it'll be this or something even better. And she looked at me and she said, but I already said, I think we've got the best. And I said, super, then it'll be this or something even better. Well, as it turned out, it was this and something even better. They brought the price down to a place which was way closer to where I could manage it, and it all worked out. So having as an assumption that this or something even better is going to happen. So this is kind of the best case scenario that you can imagine. But adding in the assumption or something even better allows for what I call the universal magic to happen. The sprinkle fairy dust magic bit. This or something even better. So that's one of my favorite assumptions. But I did promise you that I was going to tell you an assumption that I made 16 years ago that completely shifted my life. I was at a large conference convention event, and lots of motivational speakers and lots of people who were saying things that were quite mind-expanding. It was a personal development event. And all of a sudden, I just felt completely like someone had taken all the air out of my lungs. And not in a bad way, but just kind of like, oh my goodness. And I just had one of those big, what I call the aha moments, the big crossroads, the big whoa, ding, 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 pay attention moments. And I got up and quite quickly left where I was seated. My friend said, are you okay? And I'm like, yes. And I kind of bolted for the door and went outside and began to breathe in really deep, deep, deep gulps of fresh air. It was almost like my body had stopped performing in the way I knew it to be. It was almost like I needed to relearn to breathe. Something along that. It was a very interesting and odd experience. And my friend came out and she said, "Are you all right?" And I remember looking at her and saying, "I've never been more all right than I am right now." And she said, "What happened?" And I said, "Well, I had a realization in there. The assumption that I made from that realization was that I was going to assume that everything that I had been studying, reading, thinking about, and learning in the positive development field, in the realm of what we may now call law of attraction, although 16 years ago I didn't have that terminology for it, I'd been studying, I'd been teaching it, I'd been learning it, I'd been passing it along. And I decided that day, and it was April the 4th, and it was April the 4th of 1999, and I'll tell you how I remember that in a minute, but it was really one of those moments where you just go, time warp, things shift on a dime, because I made a new assumption. And the assumption that I made was, what if everything I've studied, read, thought about, believed in was really true? What if it was all true? And what if I lived my life from the place of believing that it was all true? And my girlfriend looked at me really with kind of a puzzled look on her face, and she said, "You already do act that way. You already do live that way." And I looked at her and I said, "No, I don't. I do when it's convenient. But when the chips are down and things are tough, I revert back to that 2 or 3-year-old who's lost, upset, lonely, and scared. And I have some pretty unenlightened behavior. What if I lived as if everything that was enlightened that I'd read about was true? What if all the works of Buddha are true? What if all the affirmations and great thinking is true? What if it's all true? What if it is all good? What if it's there just for our asking? What if it's all true?" And she looked at me and she said, "So how are you going to measure this?" And I don't know where the answer came from, but I looked back at her and I said, "I'm going to give myself 5 years. And I said, "What's the date today?" She said, "April 4th, 1999. And I said, "Perfect. 04, 04, 04. 2004. Now, if you're going to make an assumption like this, what I would suggest is you give yourself a slightly shorter time frame. Because what I found is that in that 5-year period, it gave me lots of time to kind of wiggle and wobble around it. But in the last about 4, 5, maybe 6 months before that 5-year time frame was up, things came in so rapidly that were just there to support me. And so I now live with the assumption that everything is perfect. Everything is there to support me. All the things that I have read and learned and studied are in fact true. The world is there to support me. That has made a huge, enormous, incredible difference, not only in my life, but in the life of people around me. So what are the assumptions that you're making that support you? Do them more often. Use them more often. Rely on them more often. So when things don't seem to be going my way, I go, right, if everything was perfect, and it is all perfect, then such and so would happen. And then I go from that assumption. Or if someone is doing something that could at first be perceived as being frustrating for me, or, you know, putting up opposition for me, I look at it and I go, this is here to make me stronger because everything's perfect. It's all working in my favor. So my job is, instead of railing against this, how does this work in my favor? How does this experience, this situation, help me step more into who I really am? Because I'm making the assumption that everything that happens to me, everything, is there to help me become a better Suze Casey than I was before it happened. That's the one big assumption that's made the hugest difference in my world. And I invite you to try it on. You might not want to try it on for 5 years. You may want to just try it on for today. What if absolutely everything that happens to you between now and the end of the day is operating in your favor and is giving you a chance to show up more as who you really are and who you really want to be? More in a way that you would feel really good about yourself when you go to bed tonight. More in a way where you go, you know what, I really showed up as me there and I felt really good. Not I really showed up and showed them, Nah, it's not about showing somebody else. It's about being there for you, being there and being supportive for yourself. I'm going to just suggest that we take a couple of minutes to just ponder that concept. And while we're doing that, I'm going to ask the station to put on a couple of ads, and you can just take a little moment and think about what are some of the things that you could take on as positive assumptions that could change your day today. I'm Suze Casey, reminding you that you can and already are, in fact, repatterning anything you choose, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Bye for now.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through Belief Repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. suzecasey.com. If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Hi, we're back again, and today we're talking about what we assume. And just to recap, you can't not make assumptions, so quit beating yourself up for it. It's normal, it's natural, we all do it, and we need to do it in order to take action in the world, in order to make sense of our world. It's what we decide is our truth for the purposes of moving us in a direction. Assume, from the dictionary definition, again, is to take as being true. So it's whatever we decide is our truth. Well, you might as well make your truth be something fun, something that makes you giggle, something that supports you, something that moves you in the direction that you want to go, because you're making it all up anyway. So let's let the assumptions do that for you. So last part of the show, we talked about this or something even better. And we talked about if everything is perfect, if everything was perfect and it is all perfect, then what? And just making the assumption that everything that I've learned in the, you know, if you want to call it new age or personal development or psychology realms about how we can action, our thoughts create our reality, we can shift those thoughts and change the outcomes. What if that was all true? And I told you about an experiment I did beginning on April the 4th of 1999. Well, clearly the experiment turned out really well, and I then decided to live from that place, that it is, in fact, all true. You are guided and taken care of. Yeah, there's probably even angels out there supporting you, and some of them you know, and some of them you don't know. And some of them are like the woman that came up to me in the parking lot on Saturday. I went downtown. It was really interesting. I was going downtown on a Saturday to meet some friends from out of town. We're staying at a downtown hotel for lunch. And I got down there and I thought, oh, it's going to be tough to get parking. And I went, stop, Suze. Assume that there will be the perfect parking spot exactly where you need it. And as I came up to the corner where I wanted where the place was and I wanted to park, there was a spot right there on the corner. I pulled into it and then I looked at it and I went, ooh, it's just not quite big enough for my car. I was kind of hanging out the end of it and it was right on the corner and I thought, that's not a good way to park. So I better look for another spot. Oh, and that little monkey in my mind went, I knew it was going to be hard to find a parking spot. And I went, stop. I find the perfect parking spot with ease. So I go up a couple more car lengths, and lo and behold, the car that had come in front of me when I was trying to get into the other spot that was too small, if they didn't pull into a parking spot right there on the street, right in front of me, and I could have had that, and I thought, now I could be upset about that, or I could just decide that it's all perfect. I decided it's all perfect. And then I looked at the clock and thought, wow, I don't have a lot of time left from the time I said I'd meet them. I think I better pull into this parking lot. And I knew that the parking lot was an expensive parking lot. You see, in Calgary, which is where I live, it's the most expensive parking of anywhere in North America. I read that in a magazine. So that fed my assumption. This is going to cost me a lot of money, but oh well, I just need to park my car. And I got there, and there wasn't a spot. And I'm like, oh no, now what am I going to do? I'm going to be late. I'm going to stop. I'm not making that assumption. It is all perfect. Something perfect is about to happen. I don't know what it is, but something perfect is about to happen. Well, right then, this gal came walking across the parking lot, and she motioned for me to roll down my window, and I did. And she said, are you looking for a place to park? And I said, I am. She said, I'm pulling out of right here, and I'll give you my ticket because I've paid for parking till 6 o'clock, and it's just 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you might as well. I don't know if that's enough time for you or not. I went, it absolutely is. I pulled it in, and do you know what? That spot was only 2 possible parking spots further away from the door of the place that I was going. It was the perfect spot, and it was complimentary. It was this or something even better. I got a great spot, and I didn't have to pay for it, and it was on a really busy Saturday downtown. Well, in thinking of the this or something even better, when I went to leave a couple of hours later, there was somebody there that was kind of driving slowly by in the alley. And so I went up and I said, are you looking for a place to park? And they said, yes. And I said, I have a spot that's paid for till 6 o'clock. And they went, oh, you're so fantastic. Thank you. And I said, you know what? You're welcome. And thank the lady who gave it to me. So 3 of us worked on her magic. So where can you make assumptions where it's going to work out? It just took my complimentary parking spot. It made me feel even better because I was able to pass it along. Different place than making the assumption that it's going to be hard to find a parking spot. It's going to be expensive to park downtown. Now, the law of attraction isn't all about parking spots, but it works really well there, wouldn't you agree? It was a pretty fun experiment. This or something even better. Now, here's another assumption that I use. I use this assumption when stuff just doesn't make sense. You know, when you're sitting there going, what? Where did that happen? Really? You know, that place of just kind of, I cannot figure this out. Well, you could keep bashing your head against and trying to figure it out. But when you're in that place below the line, in that kind of place of where things drain you, you don't have access to your creative mind anyway. So you're not going to be able to figure it out. So I use a phrase that's an assumption that gets me to the line. Some people that are listening are thinking, oh, I know she's going to do some repatterning, but this is a repatterning, but it's just a simple statement. This is my statement. This will all make sense later on. So I'm going to believe that it all makes sense right now and act from that place. This is all going to make sense later on. So I'm going to believe that it all makes sense right now and act as if it all makes sense. Now, I know that in and of itself, that doesn't really make sense. But what it does is it gets me to the line and lets my mind be open to creative solutions. Because we've all had those experiences where something did not make sense. And then a day or two or a year or so, 5 later, we went, oh, that makes perfect sense. Because we got all the pieces to the puzzle. So what if you just assumed that everything that's handed to you is like a brand new puzzle box? And that even when you spill out all of those 2,000 pieces of that puzzle onto the table where you're going to begin assembling it, and you think, oh man, But you have a positive assumption that it is actually going to look like the picture on the front of the box, and that in the factory they put all 2,000 pieces in the box, and you begin to put the puzzle together, and you do it from a place of positive assumption that you will, in fact, put it all together, even though there's times like, at, you know, 11:30 at night when you think I should be going to bed and you're still looking at the puzzle. Even though there's times when you feel like you want to give up, you know that the picture is going to turn out the way the picture is on the outside of the puzzle box. Well, what if you approached your days like a puzzle box that's new from the factory, that totally has every piece in it, quality controlled, every piece is there, the picture of it's going to look just like the picture does, or something even better. You can go for that if you want. But just deciding that it all makes sense right now, even if you can't see how, even if the pieces are all jumbled and in a pile and confusing, it does all make sense somehow, somewhere. That'll move you to the upside of the line so that you can get the perspective you need to make it move forward. Assumptions. You're always operating assumptions. Just, it's what you believe to be true. So what do you believe to be true about the nature of life and your reality? Are you making the assumption that life is hard? Are you making the assumption that life sucks? Or are you making the assumption that somehow it'll work out? Somehow the box that you've been handed is just a great big puzzle that if you just give yourself some time and a big enough space, all the pieces will fit together. That will all make sense. That everything is, in fact, operating in your favor. Here's another assumption. The life is conspiring on my behalf. I think that's one of Louise's. Life loves me and is conspiring on my behalf. Life wants things to work out for me. What if you had that assumption as your normal go-to every day? It's no crazier than making the assumption that everybody's out to get me. And we certainly know people who operate from there. You get to pick your assumptions. And you can shift them minute to minute, moment to moment, just like I did in the parking lot on Saturday. You can continuously reaffirm the assumptions that you wish to be true. Now, telling yourself lies, not so good. So I am a multimillionaire will not be as an effective assumption as I am completely supported. The money that I need shows up. I have a great relationship with money from now on. Make the assumptions that support you and let the universe, God, angels, whatever you believe those higher powers are, let them spread their wings and come in to support you. Making positive assumptions will always, always, always give you better outcomes than making assumption that life sucks and it's hard. I promise you that. So I'm going to suggest that you try on some of these positive assumptions. They'll completely change your perception of whatever is occurring. Completely. And I do suggest a bit of practice with these positive assumptions before you apply them to the great big mountains of your life. They absolutely work with the great big mountains in your life, but you may want to take a few hikes first and just practice them on some smaller things, like parking spots, or like the assumption that everything I need will be at the grocery store, will be fresh, and will be easy for me to find. What if you made that assumption instead of, oh God, I hate shopping? Whatever the assumption you make is going to be the outcome that you have. So keep on making assumptions. You're wired to do it. Let's just be mindful about which side of the line you're making them on. And with practice, you'll find that making positive assumptions, assumptions that support you, will transform even the biggest mountain, the biggest challenge, the toughest thing you've got, into something that's much easier for you to navigate. Positive assumptions. I know you can do it because you're listening to the show, which means you want something different. You've made an assumption that there is a way and that you'll find it if you keep looking. Now, I personally believe belief repatterning will help everyone in making supportive, positive assumptions. I personally believe that we can repattern our thoughts and we can train our subconscious mind to do it for us on a dime. And tune in next week and we'll talk about it a bit more. And if you're interested in coming and joining me for 2.5 days in Calgary, Alberta in October, it's beautiful here that time of year. Generally, I'm going to make the assumption it will be. I'd love to have you join us. We're going to be flipping the switch for a Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. And by the time we finish, you're going to feel really able, competent, and knowing that you make a difference. I'm Suze Casey. I'll be back next week. Take care. Hug the people you love. Bye for now.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with 3-row seating, including 2nd-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca. The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with 3-row seating, including 2nd-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.